From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns commences his sixth message in a series on Romans chapter 8. He will be dealing with verse 9 of the passage, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." In the previous message, Dr. Cairns explained the meaning of Paul's terms "in the flesh" and "in the Spirit." The first refers to the unsaved person who lives under the domination of sin. The second term speaks of a person who has been transformed by the power of the redemption that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. In expounding verse 9, Dr. Cairns seeks to answer a question that is often asked by believers: how can I know that I'm in Christ, that I'm truly saved? In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will introduce a message called Total Transformation. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 4. "Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." We may understand this to refer to justification. They shall walk in white, that is, they shall enjoy a constant sense of their own justification by faith. They shall understand that the righteousness of Christ is imputed to them, that they have all been washed and made whiter than the newly fallen snow. Again, it refers to joy and gladness, for white robes were holiday dresses among the Jews. They who have not defiled their garments shall have their faces always bright. They shall understand what Solomon meant when he said, "Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart. Let thy garments be always white, for God hath accepted thy works." He who is accepted of God shall wear white garments of joy and gladness, while he walks in sweet communion with the Lord Jesus. Whence so many doubts, such misery and mourning? It is because so many believers defile their garments with sin and error, and hence they lose the joy of their salvation and the comfortable fellowship of the Lord Jesus. They do not here below walk in white. The promise also refers to walking in white before the throne of God. Those who have not defiled their garments here shall most certainly walk in white up yonder, where the white-robed hosts sing perpetual hallelujahs to the Most High. They shall possess joys inconceivable, happiness beyond a dream, bliss which imagination knoweth not, blessedness which even the stretch of desire hath not reached. The undefiled in the way shall have all this, not of merit nor of works, but of grace. They shall walk with Christ in white, for he has made them worthy. In his sweet company they shall drink of the living fountains of waters.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered what the message of each New Testament book really is? Not just the meaning of a phrase, a text, or even a chapter, but the central message of the entire book? If so, we're happy to offer you the opportunity to obtain a means of doing just that. A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns preached a series of messages in which he explained the teaching of each of the New Testament books. This series was published in a book entitled A Sure Foundation. These messages let you get a grasp of the heart of the New Testament's teaching and show you how relevant it is to your life in the modern world. A Sure Foundation tells you how to live in the light of the gospel, in the freedom of faith, and not in the gloom of guilt and frustration. This is not another how-to book of self-help tips. Its constant theme is the acceptance believers have with God because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness to them, which is the heart of the gospel. Let the Bible Speak has recently obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, and we're now making them available to our listening audience. The price for each copy of A Sure Foundation is $10, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $10 made out to Let the Bible Speak to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. To reserve a copy, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Request your copy of A Sure Foundation today.
Thank you. We will tonight be continuing the series in Romans chapter 8, but our reading will be taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14. A few verses there, John chapter 14, and then a few more verses in John chapter 16. The Gospel of John chapter 14. Reading together verses 15 through 18 and taking up the reading in chapter 16, verse 5. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, chapter 16, verse 5, reading through to the end of verse 14. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to these familiar verses from his own precious word for his name's sake. Returning to Romans chapter 8 this evening, we come to the words of the ninth verse, Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. This text of Scripture expresses a striking truth, and it's this, that the proof that a man is in Christ is that the Spirit of Christ is in him. The proof that a man's in Christ is that the Spirit of Christ is in him. Now remember what the Apostle Paul is aiming to do in this section in Romans chapter 8. He is actually, right throughout this chapter, expounding the statement of verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The entirety of this chapter is one great elaboration upon and exposition of that wonderful statement. Now let that statement sink in. There is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. But how can believers be sure that they are in Christ Jesus? How can they be sure that this great statement actually is one that they can take to themselves? That's a question of vast significance. It's a question that you would be very, very foolish to deal with lightly. And I think it is a question that troubles many, many professing Christians in just about any church you ever go to. How can I know that I am in Christ? Paul sets out to answer that question in profound, but yet in simple terms. It's not a contradiction. The doctrine is profound and mysterious. The terms themselves are straightforward and easily understood. You can judge the reality of what God has done for you. You can judge the reality of what the gospel is expounding to you about being in Christ by the evidence that he has given. His Spirit has entered your life to give you a glorious deliverance. And this indwelling Spirit of God granting this deliverance is the proof of all that the Lord says he has done. And what he has done, when you come to think of it, truly is a glorious, magnificent work. The verses immediately preceding our text, the context, starting at verse 5, give you a picture that's true of every mortal man, true of all of us here tonight by nature. He says, verse 5, that they that are after the flesh. Now let me just back up for a moment. They that are after the flesh. The free is after the flesh. In our text, in the flesh. It's not speaking of living in a body. Preeminently, that's not the idea. These are phrases that describe people in the state of nature. I can't take time to go back over all we have studied in Romans in this series and in a slightly longer series some time back. I cannot go back over all that ground. I'm giving you a summary. These are phrases that refer to the old man, the man in Adam, the man in his natural state. Now watch carefully in verse 5. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit is the realm of the new man, the man in Christ. They mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, to mind the things of the flesh, is death. But to be spiritually minded, to mind the things of the Spirit, is life and peace. Here's the reason. Because the carnal mind, the mind of the flesh, is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. Here's the great conclusion. So then, they that are in the flesh, they that are in this state of nature, they that are still in Adam, not in Christ, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now that's a picture of every one of us by nature. But it is no longer true of Christians, because our text starts with this but. Now, you should always be very careful to deal with the great theological buts of the Apostle Paul. Paul loves to write in this fashion, where he describes people after the flesh, or describes them in their natural state, describes them in all the blackness and darkness of their spiritual need. And then there comes this but, this great transition. And here he comes to one of them. But you are not in the flesh. In other words, what I've just been saying was true of you, but it is no longer true of you. You're not in the flesh. You're in the Spirit. You're not in Adam. You're in Christ. How do you know you're in Christ? If so be, there's no doubt implied in the if. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, how do you know that you're in Christ? The Spirit of God dwells in you. Then he says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now the message is clear. They that are in the flesh cannot please God, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. The message is clear. A justified man is pleasing to God. He's not any longer condemned, but acceptable to God. And the proof of this status, or this change in status, is that the Holy Spirit now dwells within him as the controlling principle and power of his life, without which indwelling, no man, no matter what else he has, can have any part or interest in Christ's saving work or merit. That's the message. Now, last week we looked at verse 7 and 8. Notice total depravity. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God. And then total inability. Neither indeed can be, and they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We looked at total depravity and total inability. Now we come to the story of grace, which is the story of total transformation. You are not in the flesh, but you're in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.